January 1st. What the new year brings to you will depend a great deal on what you bring to the new year. Vern McClellan. I'll never forget what the year 2007 brought me. Kathy Lee Gifford. We met by happenstance at a restaurant in New York City. She agreed to fill in on the fourth hour of Today, and what followed was an 11-year professional and personal relationship I truly treasure. One of the Today producers still likes to joke with me that I was just wandering the halls of NBC until she came up with the idea to invite Kathy Lee to co-host the fourth hour. Pretty close to true. Kathy Lee absolutely set me on a path I'd never imagined for myself. I am still amazed and grateful that meeting just one person can change your day, your year, your life. Thanks, Kath, and cheers to a new year. January 2nd. You don't have to move mountains, simply fall in love with life. Be a tornado of happiness, gratitude, and acceptance. You will change the world just by being a warm, kind-hearted human being. Anita Krizin. This is so my mom. I swear she falls in love every day with something new she's discovered. A restaurant, a book, someone she's met. When she arrives for a visit on the train, I'll meet her at Penn Station. You're not going to believe who I met on the train. And then she introduces me to her new friend and we take pictures together. My mom is, and always has been, someone who is constantly soaking up whatever a new day has to offer. January 3rd. And if I asked you to name all the things that you love, how long would it take for you to name yourself? Sana DeBoss. I must admit I'd never include myself out loud, but this is a great reminder to love ourselves and actually think it once in a while. After all, I love me sounds much better than I'm not good enough, doesn't it? January 4th. Your wings already exist. All you have to do is fly. I think we're born with wings. It just takes a while to test them, like when we first jump off a swing or pedal like crazy when a parent lets go of the bike. I just knew I was soaring when my dad launched me into the air from the pool, my little foot blasting up from his laced fingers. Try not to forget, we've had wings since forever. January 5th. I am better off healed than I ever was unbroken. Beth Moore. After I had surgery to remove cancer in my breast, a kind nurse gently cleaned around my wounds as I stood in front of a mirror. There we were, me, her, and my broken reflection. Who in the world is ever going to want to see this or be near it? I was overwhelmed with fear and insecurity. Fast forward to now, when thankfully I have a man in my life who loves me beyond and for my scars. Scars mean we've healed, that we've grown stronger. They are the very thing that cuts through the BS regarding what matters in life and who we want to share it with. Don't you think it's our scars that connect us? January 6th. Be careful who you pretend to be. You might forget who you are. I think as we get older, there is less pretending. Year after year, our internal blueprints develop into a solid structure where we move about the world as ourselves. Still, I like this message, a reminder to keep it real.